Ever feel like your mind can't stop thinking wrong thoughts? Real life starts now.
Welcome to Real Life with Evangelists Ann and Kathleen Lay, where people with real problems find answers in a real God.
Welcome to Real Life. I'm your host, Kathleen Lay, and joining me is my husband, Evangelist Ann Lay.
Later in the show, you'll hear from Lisa Marino, who grew up in a drug-infested home and was exposed to impure things at a very young age.
You know, thinking about wrong thoughts, and you mentioned impure things growing up, I really think that the things that we watch, the things that we partake of here, actually affect the way we think. And it's kind of like monkey see, monkey do, and what you put in, garbage out. So those thoughts can really come about as you get older.
You know, but it is interesting that I believe that everyone, even who's listening, every once in a while gets these thoughts where they're like, where did that come from?
you know, too.
And they're really, really wrong thoughts.
Yeah.
I mean, yes, when you're putting in a constant barrage of negative things, you're going to naturally have these negative thoughts. But even those who might not so much, they still get these thoughts. And sometimes we're like, where do these things come from?
Right.
You know, and I mean, the Bible even talks about it in Job chapter 22. The Bible says, therefore, my anxious thoughts make me answer because of the turmoil within me. And sometimes our thoughts can get to the point where it's like an inner turmoil. We don't know why we're thinking those thoughts and almost can feel uncontrollable.
And I've struggled with that before. And I think those who have had thoughts that maybe they're chronic thoughts or just impulsive thoughts can feel like they're going crazy and they don't want to tell anyone because someone will think that there's something wrong with them or they're crazy.
Right.
And I remember when I first started to get to know you and I'd be like, you know, I don't know why, but I had this thought, and you'd be like, yeah, I had that thought too, but there's an answer to it. And I'm like, really? Like, I'm not crazy, you know? And you said, no, everybody goes through that. Even the most holiest person could have a random, weird, messed up thought.
Right.
And so that really helped me. And you started to share with me what the answer is to that.
Well, you know, having bad thoughts is actually a very normal thing. Now, the reason why it's normal is because of the wickedness that has been placed, you know, sin in our hearts. That's where evil thoughts proceed from the wickedness and the corruption from our hearts. However, Jesus Christ died on the cross so that we no longer have to be held captive by those evil thoughts. And rather, we can do something different. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 5, it says, casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. We really need to be able to do that. When you submit your mind and your thoughts to God, or you even just talk to Him about it, Christ will help you to destroy that thought and will give you an answer, and it'll submit that impulsive thought to Him, and then He'll give you the right thought through His holy word, through Scripture.
I think that's the truth, and the truth will set you free. If you're struggling with odd, wicked thoughts or some impulsive things, and you're like, but I love God, why am I dealing with this? Don't think you're weird or crazy. Just know we all go through that. But the key is seeking the Lord and getting the mind of Christ. And through that is reading the Word of God. The Bible says, gird up the loins of your mind. That's prepare and strengthen it. And you do that through the Bible. Read the Word and fight back those thoughts. Let's hear from Lisa Marino after the break.
Real Life is made possible this week by Kidstown Thornton and our Awakening Colorado monthly giving partners. Kidstown Thornton offers convenient drop-in childcare right when you need it, even a drop-in preschool program. Conveniently located at the corner of East 120th Avenue and Claude Court near TCF Bank, Kidstown Thornton has fun, age-appropriate activities for children all the way from 1 year to 13 years. Call them now at 303-974-5212 and get $10 off your first visit. That's 303-974-5212.
Do aliens exist?
Is there more than one way to God?
Is casual sex okay?
Our new 11th hour TV show is tackling difficult
philosophical,
cultural,
and spiritual questions
in a fun new way from many perspectives to help you decide for yourself.
Watch us on the 11th hour, Mondays at 7 p.m. and Saturdays at 6:30 p.m.
on CTN, available on Comcast and Dish Network.
Dish Network.
For more information, go to www.awakeningthenations.com. That's www.awakeningthenations.com. Welcome back to Real Life. I'm your host, Kathleen Lay, and joining me is my husband, Evangelist Don Lay.
Hello, everyone.
Joining us is Lisa Marino, and she's going to share with us how at the age of 18, you pretty much felt like she was losing it and that she had a mental problem, but something powerful happened to her that changed her life. Let's welcome to the show, Lisa. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah. Now tell me a little bit about your upbringing. I understand that your father was a heroin addict and your mom smoked pot every day. Tell me about that.
Yeah. So from the time I can remember, from my earliest childhood memory, my parents were always high. I remember the scales in the bathroom where my dad would weigh out the drugs, and he was shooting up heroin, and they grew large marijuana plants in the house. So drugs was normal in my childhood.
And at 9 years old, something really scary happened. Tell me about that.
So I had woken up and I went into the kitchen and I found my father on the ground. He had a needle sticking out of his arm and he had foam around his mouth. And I started screaming and I didn't realize my dad had OD'd.
Oh, gosh.
And I yelled out, and I guess pretty much after that, stopped breathing. They put a mask on me and I was calming down. But my dad had tried to take his life because he felt like such a disappointment to my mom and to us kids.
Wow.
So yeah, I saw a lot.
And, you know, I'm just curious because I know that your dad did try to kill himself. He OD'd on the drugs, but he ended up living. Did he continue to do those drugs too?
Yes. For 30 years, my dad had a heroin addiction.
Wow.
And was in and out of prison.
Oh my gosh. And you continued in this home where you started to dabble into some witchcraft and started to feel torment. In fact, some weird things started happening in your room.
Yes. So a friend and I had done the Ouija board and we asked it a lot of questions. And as soon as I started dibble dabbling in that kind of thing, the torment started and it didn't stop. Every night when I went to bed, my bed would shake. I would see things going off, shelves breaking, everything was shaking. I was in constant fear growing up, constant fear.
Wow. And I understand that through all of this, your mom wasn't happy, your dad wasn't happy. He would be in and out of your life. You're going through this fear and torment, and you started using drugs at around 11, 12 years old.
Yes. My babysitter, somebody we were related to, one of their friends had a glass pipe and told me to smoke it. I didn't even know what was in it, but I think it must have been freebasing of some kind. And so that's the first time I ever did drugs.
So you started having some evil thoughts. I mean, here you were, you started dating these guys and they were always abusive. You were in and out of relationships and really you were just looking for love.
Yes.
Tell me a little bit about what you were feeling and maybe even going through in your thoughts.
I had a lot of impure thoughts, anything from sexually to just torment in my mind, you know, not feeling any peace. There was never peace. Never did I have peace. I just felt so lost.
Yeah.
I couldn't pull my thoughts together. I would think, gosh, I don't know what to do with my life. I felt like dying. Mm. I did have thoughts of suicide, but I didn't attempt it at that time.
Yeah.
But I thought if they knew what I thought, they'd put me away.
Mm-hmm.
They would put me away.
Yeah.
So yeah, I didn't know any peace.
And at age 18, you started to really scream out to God. Did you grow up with a foundation of there's a God, or did you just feel in your heart there was to where you started to call out to him?
So one time, a biker chick, she was a neighbor, and she had become a Christian. She said, why don't you go with me to church? I went with her to church, and I didn't feel anything, but that was the only time I had ever been introduced to God. But I felt that God must be real, and here's why. I looked at the stars, you know, trying to talk to God, and I said to myself, you've got to be real. I said, you must be real, because everything I see speaks to me. You have to be real. And I said, who are you? Who are you? I was really crying out because I just wanted to know who he was.
Wow. And you felt peace in your heart, but yet you didn't really have that encounter or experience or life change. And you ended up marrying a very handsome Latin jock. And he was a party animal and it became part of your life. And 2 months after you got married, he did something really messed up. Tell me a little bit about that.
So I was at a wedding reception and my husband told another woman to come sit on his lap. And I almost got in an argument with her. And he spit on me in front of a bunch of people and told me he didn't like being married and humiliated me.
Oh, man.
I was so embarrassed and just so hurt. Nothing I ever put my hand to in my life worked. Nothing.
Wow. And you felt like killing yourself at that time.
Yeah. So when I was on my way home from that reception, I heard a voice say to me, kill yourself. Run into a wall, go off a cliff. Nobody loves you. It was a very real voice. And I called out to the God I didn't know yet. And I said, if you're real, please help me. And right then I saw a vision of that church I went to at age 17, where the biker chick had took me 2 years and years before. And I saw in this vision, people worshiping God with their hands lifted. And I saw peace on all their faces. And I said, I want that.
Mm.
So I went back to the church she took me to. And there I said to God, all my love, a man spit on, I give you my love, Lord.
Mm.
And I was never the same.
Wow.
He took it. He took all the mental torment, the desire for drugs, everything. He took it. And he gave me love. And I had never known love like that.
Wow. And you know, your story doesn't end there. And there's some really amazing things that helped you. Well, it was God that helped you to get through some of the toughest times in your life. And I know there are people listening who are going to want to know more and how you overcame after you felt the love of God. But there are people right now who feel mentally unstable. They feel torment. They've opened doors to spiritual things that they shouldn't have, some evil things, or maybe they're being attacked spiritually and they need hope. And we're going to pray for those people, and we're going to have you back on our next show to share more of how you overcame a lot of trials after you received the Lord. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
Well, you know, I think that it's amazing how Lisa was very free to share a lot of those very personal thoughts and a lot of those personal things. I think a lot of people who are listening could say, you know, there's times where I feel like I can't control my thoughts. I have no say, or it seems like they just keep going and they're impure thoughts and they're thoughts that I don't want to think about, but then yet I keep thinking about them. How do I get control over my mind? How do I get peace? What's amazing is the Bible talks about so many times is that Jesus is the Prince of Peace. That means he owns it. And if he owns it, he can give it to you and me. So Jesus, we take a moment for anyone who's listening and saying, I need a drink of that peace. I need your centeredness. I need your mind, the mind of Christ, Lord God. Right now, we surrender those thoughts to you. And we pray, Father God, as the Prince of Peace, give us that peace in our minds.
Mm-hmm.
Fill us with your amazing Holy Spirit. We love you, Lord. We receive you, Jesus, and everything you are.
Mm-hmm.
And we give you our love. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you so much for tuning in. You're listening to Real Life.